Today is Wednesday, August 12th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So, I have a little bit of news for anyone who cares. So, as all of you know, Condé Nast, well, maybe all of you don't know, but a lot of you probably know this. Condé Nast is being said to be, I don't know, I mean, I've never worked for Condé Nast, but they're being said to be a horrible company to work for and, you know, racist and the Bon Appetit stuff. So I was a big fan of the Bon Appetit YouTube channel, and I think a lot of us were. Mark and I have been watching that, I want to say, for at least a couple of years, but it may not be that long. It may be a year. I don't know. I don't know when we found it. But especially during like the whole COVID thing and everyone being stressed and working from home and not being able to go out to eat and not being able to do anything, we really, got a lot of joy from doing the Bon Appetit, watching the Bon Appetit videos. And so back in May or June, there was a bunch of controversy because it came out that the editor was had posed in a racist photo. And then that prompted a bunch of the people of color within Bon Appetit to call out the practices that Condé Nast had of not paying the people of color the same amount as the white folks, and not giving them as much opportunity, not putting them in as many videos and stuff like that. And so they stopped producing videos back, 2 months ago. Basically, the people of color just said, hey, we're not getting paid fairly and we want to get paid fairly. And they wanted to renegotiate their contracts, I guess. And the white folks all unanimously said they were not going to produce any more videos for Condé Nast or for Bon Appetit until they reached equitable contracts with the people of color. And they use the term BIPOC. I'm not really sure what the acronym stands for, so I'm not gonna murder that. So, and I want them to have equitable hiring, pay, all that for people of color. And so I was very supportive of that, and I still am. But I was really bummed, that we weren't going to get any more Bon Appetit videos because, again, that was kind of comfort food for Mark and I. And so the news that I have, so now, within the past couple of weeks, 4 of the people of color have said they're not going to be in videos anymore. They've told Condé Nast, fuck off, basically. They're like, we're not going to be in videos. And, one or two of them are freelancers apparently. And so they're going to continue to write content for the magazine. One of them is like the test kitchen manager. So she's going to continue being the test kitchen manager, but she said she won't appear in any more videos, et cetera. So I was getting really bummed about it. I'm like, oh my God, now they're quitting. I was hoping they would reach an equitable agreement, and apparently this company is just not doing that. And they came up with like some BS, reason why, they couldn't do it or whatever. And then Molly came out, she's a white lady, but has a really popular show on there. She came out and said, I have asked to be released from my contract. I'm not going to make any more videos. They were unable to come to agreements that were fair for the people of color, and I'm not going to stand for that. So she said that, and then Carla, who is like a big-time editor for the magazine and is one of their most popular, also white, on-air talents, came out and said that she was no longer going to make video either. So I told Mark, I'm like, Bon Appetit YouTube channel is basically gone. Like, we're just going to have to find something else to watch because I assume Claire's going to come next. Brad, Andy, like all of them are probably going to be like, nope, we're not going to make videos anymore. So I was really bummed about that. Now, Bon Appetit has come out and said, you know, we're really sorry we couldn't come to agreements. You know, their side of the story was that they felt like what they offered was equitable and was fair, and that they were basing it off of the entertainment industry and SAG-AFTRA and like all that kind of stuff. And they said that's what they based their rates on. And I don't know, I can't really get into that, but that was theirs. But they said the Bon Appetit channel is going to start releasing videos again in September, with some returning and some new talent. So we'll see how that goes. And I don't even know if I should be supporting it now. You know, probably not, you know. And I don't know who's going to stay, because, you know, at least half of them that were watched on a regular basis have said they're not going to, you know, they're not going to make video anymore. But another thing that is kind of an interesting, and this is just a rumor, and it's only one article, so we don't, you know, it may not happen at all, but I read an article where they said, and now I've probably lost the article, but I read an article where they said that Carla retweeted, so there apparently there's this new website called The Defector, where a bunch of media, magazine writers, I think they were also video producers as well for this sports news network. I don't know if it was a magazine or like a YouTube presence. I'm not really sure, because I wasn't familiar with it. But they started their own gig where, you know, they're building their own website. They're going to produce their own articles. They're going to do their own video. And they're asking people to sign up and, you know, pay for that content. But they're, you know, doing it all on their own. And Carla retweeted that and said something about how she found that very inspiring or interesting or something. The way she posted it, though, because she put a little winky face after it. Like, she's like, wonder why I find this really inspiring or something. And then she retweeted this. So there's a little bit of speculation that maybe some of those that quit from Bon Appetit Video will go off on their own. And I'm really excited that that could possibly happen. But it's one tweet. There's been no other mention of anything else. But man, if Claire and Carla and Molly and Sola and Priya and Rick and all of them just started their own thing and put it on YouTube, I would subscribe to that in a second. And I would even pay like some Patreon or something to watch it, because I love it. So anyway, for those of you who, you know, have enjoyed Bon Appetit videos in the past, there's your Bon Appetit update. So that was an update, not about me at all. So last night I cheated and we had fast food, and we'll just go right on because I didn't feel like cooking. And we need to hire a chef, I think. Where I can just say, make healthy things for us, but make it taste good. And we did work out though. So, I mean, we did work out, and I found out today that we went grocery shopping on Sunday and I bought chicken. And I found out today that the chicken expired the day that I bought it. I don't know how I managed to do that. I always look at the expiration date, and I usually pick the meat that's expiring as far away from the current date as possible. So I have plenty of time to procrastinate not cooking. But I went ahead and put it in the freezer anyway, and I'm still going to cook it sometime this week. I'll just sous vide it. I'll take it out of the freezer and sous vide it or something. I don't know. Hopefully it's still good and we don't get salmonella poisoning. But now we can get salmonella poisoning even from eating onions, apparently. We have onions in the cabinet, and I don't know whether I should throw them away or not, because I don't know if they're the ones that were contaminated. And I don't really have a good way of checking. So we keep debating whether we're going to throw the onions away or not. They're perfectly good onions unless they've got salmonella. But then I think, well, chicken has salmonella, and you just have to cook chicken really thoroughly to make sure that you don't get salmonella. So if we're cooking the onions, if we're putting them like in a tomato sauce and we're going to boil that bitch for a while, you know, is that going to get, should I still throw out the onions, or can I use them? I don't know. Also, what I did last night while we were watching HGTV, like this vacation rules, vacation house rules or something. I don't know. It's a guy that we like on HGTV who has a new show, and he renovates vacation homes so that people can rent them out and make money. And we were watching that, but I had to edit this But First episode from Monday night because first of all, I had internet issues, and I really didn't want to admit that to anyone because, I mean, I'm supposed to be using a wired connection, and I thought the computer was wired, and it wasn't. So, like, the first 30 minutes, we had a lot of, like that, where people were talking, and it was Skyping out. We were using Zoom, but I love it that Skyping is, like, the verb that we use to mean having a poor internet connection on a video call, even if it's not Skype. So, I needed to edit that. But it takes a long time because it was like an hour and a half episode, and I have to listen to the entire thing to figure out where those issues are and clip them out appropriately to keep the content as close to as possible to what it was without bugging people. Also, there were some dog barks and some phone ringing and some grinder bleeping from Fatty and stuff like that. So I spent like 3 hours editing that thing, and I didn't even get through the whole thing. I finally had to give up about, 40 minutes into an hour and a half episode and just post what I had. So I did that, and, that was about it. So the other thing I wanted to mention really quickly, I have something else to talk about, but I don't think I'm going to have time to talk about it. But I'll give you guys a sneak peek, and then I won't remember. Gary will tweet me tomorrow if I don't remember and say, hey, Adam, you were going to talk about XYZ, and then you didn't. But my mom called me and said, oh, we rented this cabin in Branson. Not a cabin, but I don't know what it was. We rented this thing in Branson, and we're going to have a family trip in September. So let's talk about that tomorrow. But the other thing... Daniel and I are now doing a recap podcast of Lower Decks, which is the Star Trek cartoon on CBS All Access. My video looked great. My studio looked great that I worked on Saturday. I'll put a link to the very first video. I wanted to have a shortened URL, but I couldn't get it done in time. And I don't look ugly. I mean, I look kind of cute in the video, so I'm happy with it, but... And Daniel did a great job editing it. You guys should go subscribe if you want to see Daniel and I once a week for the next 10 weeks on video. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.